people have a certain sense of structure, trying to structure their lives. And they want to be involved in growth and not to stagnate. And in order to achieve this, they develop a certain sense of what they ought to be doing. And sometimes they reflect and they decide that they should make a change because perhaps they're stagnating and so on and so forth. Now, in general, there's nothing wrong with an attitude where a person wants to grow and a person does not want to stagnate and a person wants to subject themselves to new challenges, to develop themselves to the greatest extent possible. Or in general, it's not a good idea, if a person can avoid it, to be in a situation which is safe. Well, that's not the other side of the coin. There's always a conflict with that because a person is struggling between two emotions. One stems from a certain insecurity that people have. That's there. You shouldn't try and fight it. You shouldn't feel bad about the fact that you have insecurities. It's programmed into the psyche, just the way we're set up. A person, of course, should try to get in touch with their own insecurities and to try and recognize how they affect behaviors. They affect you to a tremendous extent. That is not so simple. The many things that a person is doing, and to the contrary, the person may be doing many things which they think is because of confidence or something else, and to the contrary, could be really rooted, if you trace it back, in a certain type of an insecurity. Sometimes a person can be very aggressive in an area and bold and proactive in a certain situation. And they may think that that's a good thing. That's them from confidence or strength. However, you may, it's not absolutely clear. It's not clear from the outside what it stems from, but you may notice that it doesn't produce good effects all the time. Maybe a turnoff to people. So that the effect that you associate to it in your mind is not really the reality. It may then if it's not called for, if that behavior is not really necessary or called for or it's abrasive in a certain situation, then why are you doing it? What's impelling you to do it? It's not necessarily a mistake in judgment. It could be an emotion. Now, very often it could be due to the fact that you feel so insecure. In order to deal with that feeling of insecurity, you force yourself into a posture which would appear to be, which would mimic security. You sort of jump into the situation. There's a certain impulse that a person sometimes has to just jump into the situation. As opposed to dealing with the feeling of insecurity. That is to say that if you recognize that there is an insecurity, and you try to understand what it's coming from, and you dealt with it in a gradual kind of a way so that it's not affecting you anymore, it didn't assume the form of a compulsion, then you'd act freely. You'd act much more freely, and you'd act in a manner which would be more in line with the situation. The best example, perhaps, would be that of a bully. Someone who goes around picking on others, the weak. That doesn't stem from genuine self-confidence. To the contrary, the bully is someone who's very insecure. But in order to overcome the insecurity, which they can't even acknowledge because they view that as a weakness, they have to assume the posture of someone who superficially is not acting like a fearful person would act. It's a superficial type of phenomenon. But it's a self-defeating thing. So one of the major emotions that a person has is insecurity. Everybody has it. Some people may have more, some people may have less. But to the extent that there's insecurity, that creates a desire for a situation that you're familiar with. That is, as soon as you're able to get a situation, whether it's a job or whatever the case may be, when you're in school, if the environment is intimidating, the students, the teachers, and so